Why did you decide that you wanted to throw your hat in the ring and run for Burlington City Council?
Well, Jason, I figure that my life experiences and my career have led me down the path to public service. I've worked with all ages of the lifespan, from grade school to the grave. I've helped kindergartners brave their first taste of broccoli and held the hands of the dying when they can no longer swallow. Now, I've changed my career path of some college students who, like me, they decided to embark on a road filled not with monetary riches but with the satisfaction of helping those less fortunate in life. I've taught nutrition classes to those struggling to overcome addiction, deadly dieting, and traditional eating patterns that have led to chronic disease. I'd like to give back to a community that has given me so much. I like to help improve the image of Burlington. I like to help make the healthy choice the easy choice. But I do want to emphasize that the healthy choice doesn't have to be the only choice.
How would you help improve Burlington's image?
Well, I think Burlington does have an awful lot of good things going for it, Jason. One of the things that I think is a superior attribute that we have is we have great people. When I drive down the road or I'm out in my yard, we have some of the friendliest folks I've ever met. They will just start waving, and I often feel I need to master the parade wave because so many nice people are smiling and waving at me in Burlington. We have a high rate of home ownership here, and I think that's a great attribute of our community. If you do want to own your own home, move to Burlington. We have higher than the national average of home ownership. I think, in my personal opinion, we have geographical superiority here. Burlington does win with great weather. Now, I know some of you listeners are grumbling, thinking about getting out that snow shovel, but hear me out here. Here in Burlington, we don't have the extreme temperatures like a Texas or Arizona, where the summers are 110 degrees. We don't get extreme cold like Fargo, North Dakota. I have a friend that lives up there. We're talking negative 33, negative 38. We are quite lucky to live in what I call the Goldilocks zone. Most of the year, it's not too hot and not too cold. Think about it. We don't have tsunamis. We don't have avalanches or wildfires. More businesses should want to build here, and we do have an abundance of wind energy. And another plus for our employees that commute to work is we do have lower than the national average on commute time. For example, it takes about 15 minutes or less in Burlington to get to your work, and that's tremendous perk. The national average is over 25 minutes, and in some parts of the country, it's 90 minutes. So who wouldn't want to work here? And we also have very generous people. Burlington wins with the most kind-hearted people. I do something called a Senior Produce Box Project through Milestones, and I'll just summarize it for the listeners here. After Farmers Market on Thursday evenings, myself and a team of volunteers, we pull wagons down the Farmers Market. We gather up the produce that doesn't sell, and then we repackage that produce, and then early in the morning of Friday mornings, we distribute it to low-income seniors. So that's a project that I've been involved in this summer. And what I've learned through this project is not only do Burlingtonians have very big gardens, but they have even bigger hearts. And I couldn't do it without my team of volunteers. They are tremendous.
What are the traits and maybe characteristics that you would bring to the city council?
Traits and characteristics. How much time do we have? No, I'm just kidding. I'm a firstborn, so I do have an inner drive. I do have a competitiveness that has always went along with that, much to the chagrin of my younger sisters and brothers. I have been competitively racing since I'm 16. I've done it all, foot races, ski races, rollerblades, bikes. I ran my first marathon at age 26. People said, why on earth are you running 26 miles? And I said, because I'm 26 years old and I want to try it. Got some education. I've got a bachelor's and a master's. I've taken classes at Drake, Writer's Workshop at Iowa City. So I've covered the larger schools in Iowa.
When it comes to, is this the debut for any type of public office? Have you worked on any boards and commissions, or is this really the debut?
I've always been kind of interested in politics. It's always been important for me to attend the caucuses. I've served on various committees. I've door-knocked, phone-called. So I wouldn't say this is the debut, but probably more in a major individual capacity than the others. We're more of a team type of thing.
At this point, what do you see as the biggest challenge facing Burlington? And as a council member, how would you address it?
I have a couple things. And as I was door knocking, that came up. I was kind of doing an informal poll. And infrastructure came out loud and clear. That was a hangnail or a speed bump, an irritating issue, so to speak, to the people of Burlington. You guessed it, Cascade Bridge rather came back. Infrastructure is not a glamorous platform, but is a deepening problem. Image problem came out. Instead of asking newcomers when they move here, why Burlington? We should be asking, why not Burlington? I think it's a great community to raise a family, to retire. And then another problem would be a sense of isolationism. I'm running for the people who feel that they have somehow been left out of the equation.
What would you be able to do for them?
When most people think of serving in politics, they either want to do one of three things. One, they want to give up. Two, they want to shut up. Or three, they want to throw up. Not me. I want to roll up my sleeves and get to work representing the people of Burlington. I bring along with me a career that I've spent largely as a registered dietitian, predominantly practicing preventative nutrition. So I think I could lend some expertise in that arena. I have worked for almost 19 years in various hospitals. An interesting story is at one time the Golden Arches wanted to build a branch in one of the biggest cardiology hospitals in the state. None of the other dietitians were willing to work with them. I was willing to work with McDonald's. They did not have a corporate dietitian at the time because I firmly believe that people deserve a choice. We did bring in some healthy low-fat muffins, whole grain cereals. Ever have a bowl of Wheaties at McDonald's? Probably not. It didn't last on the menu very long. We brought in salads and yogurt. And I bring this tale up to let our listeners know that I'm not a black and white thinker, so I think that is a good attribute to have. As I listen to constituents, as I learn what's passionate to them, I am prone to change my mind. So I think that can be a good attribute to have. I think people should be given a choice. If education and resources abound, then the healthy path lights up. If income and education is not there, then the heavily marketed foodstuffs win. A little bit more on my past employment history. I spent 14 years as a cardiac rehab dietitian at Great River Medical Center. I developed and taught the Moving Beyond Diet series, which is a 10-week course that emphasizes intuitive eating versus restrictive dieting. I'm a huge advocate that health comes at any size. I worked for 6.5 years as the first Hy-Vee dietitian in Burlington. I kind of trailblazed the way for many others to follow. During that time, I taught the Dietitian Magician series of taste testing classes to seniors, childcare educators, children, scouts, athletes, and more. Even taught some cooking classes in my own home over the years. Taught as adjunct faculty at SCC for 9 years. Also did continuing education classes there. Taught a 3-credit nutrition safety and education class, so I know firsthand how important a good education is, not only for future incoming earning potential, but also to ensure the survival of a community. Because we no longer live in isolation on our own little farms like we did 150 years ago, we have to be able to interact, communicate, and care about others. Education can help us understand and live in harmony with our neighbors. I have experience with working at WIC as a dietitian there with Southeast Iowa Community Action. I've seen firsthand the havoc that poverty and insufficient food can do to a family. I understand the resources and also the resistance that go hand in hand with disseminating life-saving food. I've helped the farmers market their products as a dietitian for Dairy Council. I also author the newspaper column, The Dietitian Magician. I've done that for over 11 years. It's appeared in multiple newspapers in Iowa and New Hampshire. Some of our listeners may have read my column in The Hawkeye. It used to appear weekly, but then it went to a once-a-month format. I did some public speaking for Academy Medical. I was sent on tour to Florida, Georgia, Carolinas. Dale Carnegie was a graduate assistant and helped teach that.
When it comes to what the city council has done lately, has there been an issue that maybe you really supported that they did, or maybe something, a decision they made that you really opposed? Has there been anything like that that jumped out for you that you really, that was a good thing that they did, or boy, I really did not agree with their decision there?
Probably the thing that comes most to mind would be the issue with the TIF monies. I can kind of see both sides of that. I do tend to side with Billups that I think we do probably need a policy for residential TIF monies. We are struggling to make budget, and when we don't have those TIF dollars, we don't have any taxes coming in, property taxes coming in to support the schools, to support the county, to support the community.
We can actually look out at the riverfront here. There's a lot of work going on. They're putting in the flood wall that through the grant. there's going to be a decision made as to what should be down there along the riverfront. Should that be a park? Should it be this? Should it be that? Do you have any take at this point on what you'd like to see in that area around Memorial Auditorium, the port, that parking lot there? What would you want to see along the riverfront?
In order to generate excitement so that we can drive people to the riverfront, and which supports our downtown and other entities, it needs to be a little flashy. I always like the historic presence. I think that's nice. But then if we also have things that young families are looking for, nice bike trails, drinking fountains are always good. As a dietitian, I think sometimes we drive them to the pop machine, so I'm a big advocate for workable drinking fountains. I know they're costly, but I think that would be a big plus. Pretty benches, lighting, flowers.
Any other issues on your radar? Anything else that if you were elected you'd bring up? Any other issues that are out there for you?
I know there's a tremendous learning curve for me, and I'm excited. I've always been a lifelong learner. Nothing immediately comes to mind that I just want to, like, grab by the jugular and run with, but I'm sure something will come up as my constituents, hopefully my future constituents, come and share with me.